presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
February 16, 5:16 America, New York. Syria's Assad uses disaster diplomacy to inch back onto world stage. A tragedy for Syrians is a boon for Assad because nobody else wants to manage this mess, one analyst said of President Bashar al-Assad, who became a global pariah for his regime's abuses during a civil war. A portrait of President Bashar al-Assad along a road where vehicles transport aid for earthquake victims, at the Iraq-Syria border.
New York Times World News.
February 16, 5:06 America, New York, New Zealand, battered by a record storm, faces a painful cleanup. Five people were dead and thousands were still unaccounted for after Cyclone Gabrielle lashed the North Island. Flooding in Napier, on the North Island of New Zealand, after Cyclone Gabrielle.
Washington Post World.
February 16, 5:05 America, New York, oil-rich Norway donates $7.4 billion in aid to Ukraine. The Parliament of Oil-Rich Norway has announced that the Scandinavian country is donating 75 billion kroner, $7.4 billion, to Kyiv as part of a five-year support package, making Norway one of the world's biggest donors to war-torn Ukraine. Time.
February 16, 5 o'clock America, New York. She spearheaded feminist laws in Spain. Now the government is in crisis. It was a Sunday morning in early February in Madrid, and Spain's Minister of Equality was on a war footing. Having eschewed business attire for the occasion, Irene Montero rose on sneaker-clad feet from her seat on stage at a local cultural center and, gripping the microphone like she wanted to strangle it, addressed her supporters.
BBC News World.
February 16, 4:57 America, New York, Nigeria's Naira shortage. President Buhari extends use of old notes. One of the three old banknotes will be reintroduced following angry protests around the country.
The Washington Times Stories, Advocacy.
February 16, 4:44 America, New York, Big Tech battles Russia. Google details cyber struggle to defend Ukraine. Google says it has been working around the clock alongside other big tech companies to fight Russian cyber attackers waging a digital war against Ukraine, guarding against some of the same ransomware attackers who previously hit the U.S.
Mirror World News.
February 16, 4:41 America, New York, husband of woman found beheaded in Emily in Paris Park took 6 days to report her missing. Married mum of three Asia Mataug, 46, has been named as the woman found in the Butte Chaumont Park in Paris, France, after being identified from her fingerprints.
New York Times World News.
February 16, 4:30 America, New York, Russia has lost half its tanks in Ukraine war, report says. A report by the International Institute for Strategic Studies said Russia's tank and artillery fleets had suffered significant attrition in the war. Destroyed Russian tanks in Sviatohirsk, in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region, on Sunday.
BBC News World.
February 16, 4:25 America, New York, Syrian hospitals overwhelmed by quake victims. There is not enough room for new casualties, nor can homeless patients be discharged, the BBC finds.
Washington Post World.
February 16, 4:09 America, New York, key developments in the aftermath of Turkey, Syria quakes. Turkey's disaster management agency has raised the number of fatalities in the country from two quakes that struck 9 hours apart last week to 36,187.
Washington Post World.
February 16, 4:08 America, New York. Shiite pilgrims march through Baghdad surrounded by security. Thousands of black-clad pilgrims from across Iraq are taking part in an annual procession marking the death of a Shiite saint.
BBC News World.
February 16, 3:06 America, New York, Seoul removes women-only parking spaces in gender policy reversal. Women's groups say removing these spots is another example of anti-feminist policies in South Korea. RT World News.
February 16, 2:55 America, New York, Blinken warns against seizing Crimea, Politico. The U.S. will not encourage Ukraine's attempts to take the Russian peninsula. Washington's top diplomat was quoted as saying.
CNN World News. February 16, 1:54 America, New York. Belgian goalkeeper dies aged 25 after reportedly collapsing following penalty save during match. Belgian goalkeeper Arne Espiel has died aged 25 after reportedly collapsing following a penalty save during a match on Saturday.